The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Doing it's the top of the hour, of course. It's Cinco de Mayo. Okay, we got to have a little flavor in here. Okay, we're going to talk Cinco de Mayo here just a little bit. Scott and I. And we got to thank Raul Reyes for his report on, the clarification of Cinco de Mayo. It's not Mexican Independence Day, okay? Some people think it is, even some Mexicans. I mean, just goes to show you the way the history works that we forget so much and we take so much for granted. It marks the 154th anniversary of Cinco de Mayo. It is a bicultural celebration that has become synonymous with margaritas, cervezas, and the occasional controversy, but we found most people don't know the real story behind this holiday, and it's great, and that's why I appreciate Raul writing this up. Okay, here's five facts, so we'll try to get through them. It is not Mexican's Independence Day, as I said. Cinco de Mayo commemorates the triumph of the Mexican Army at the Battle of Puebla, and that happened on the 5th of May of 1862. This victory occurred over 50 years after Mexico's Independence Day, which is celebrated on September the 16th. Cinco de Mayo commemorates a military victory over France, not Spain. Some people thought it was Spain. It was actually France. And, of course, that's my father, Sephardic, came from Spain. My mother and her family, from Mexico. So why was Mexico at war with France? Well, because the Mexican government had defaulted on its foreign debt to several European countries. So France invaded our southern neighbor. I mean, they just didn't want to accept piñatas and churros in exchange, okay? So they're a little upset. So Napoleon III, he hoped to install a monarchy in Mexico. He was able to do that for a short period of time. But the Mexicans said, hey, look, you're out of here, sent them on their way. Now, Cinco de Mayo is a bigger celebration in the U.S. than in Mexico. Imagine that, okay? Recent Mexican immigrants are often surprised at what a huge thing Cinco de Mayo has become here, said Sanchez. I remember talking to my mother about Cinco de Mayo. I says, Mom, how did you celebrate Cinco de Mayo? And coming from Mexico, and it was like I was asking her something, like I came from another planet or something. Pretty much here in the United States, a good reason to get together. Hey, bust up a piñata, have a good party. Why not, then? We love the Mexican culture because we know how to celebrate. I mean, nothing like refried beans, huh, Scott? And some homemade tortillas, tamales, whatever you do, huh?
You're saying there might be a little bit of St. Paddy's Day style stuff in here.
I think so.
I think we celebrate that a little bit harder, too.
Yeah, well, there's no question. Well, because we put our spin on it. That's the beauty of the culture here in America is that we can't add to the spin. But, I think it's important to understand, the roots of it all and the tradition and what it's all about and why you have this this expression of Hispanic and particularly Mexican pride, because it was kind of a civic thing. It was a national pride that came out of this, that the Mexicans were able to hold back the French from coming in and over this Battle of Puebla. Now, Cinco de Mayo has a connection to the U.S. Civil War, by the way, and I know many people are surprised to hear this. David Hayes Bautista, he's a professor of medicine and director of the Center for the Study of Latino Health and Culture at the University of California, Los Angeles. He's written that Cinco de Mayo is very much an American holiday. His research shows that the celebration began among Mexicans in California in the mid-19th century. The Battle of Puebla, he explained, occurred at a time when the Confederacy was expanding into New Mexico and Arizona, getting closer to California, which at the time was a free state. Back then, when Latinos here got the news that French were stopped at Puebla, it electrified the population, propelled them to a new level of civic participation. Latinos joined the Union Army and Navy, and some went back to Mexico to fight the French, this according to Hayes Bautista. Now, the hero of the original Cinco de Mayo was not Pepe Gonzalez, okay? The hero of the original Cinco de Mayo was a Texan, actually, General Ignacio Zaragoza, who led the ragtag Mexican forces to victory over the superior French army, was born near what is now Goliad, Texas. This fact should make Americans, especially Texans, very proud of their connection to that event, said Raul Ramos of the University of Houston. But often it doesn't resonate. The Mexican aspect of Texas history has been so marginalized and ghettoized It takes extra effort for people to learn about it. So for what it's worth, hey, we can celebrate today, Cinco de Mayo. It is also the National Day of Prayer all over America. Hopefully you will find a place to gather with others of like mind and in one accord to ask God for His forgiveness and His direction this the National Day of Prayer as well. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
You like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days.
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944 G-O-L-D or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-G-O-L-D. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-G-O-L-D.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, after the presumptive GOP presidential nominee, Donald Trump, gave a much-anticipated foreign policy speech, not only were world leaders, policy leaders, paying attention, but so were former lieutenants and military advisors. One of those was Scott Mann. He's a former lieutenant colonel and Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, and author of the best-selling novel, Game Changers. And we're fortunate enough to have the lieutenant colonel with us right now. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. As always, it's an honor to be on with you.
Well, I got to tell you, Scott, you know, we were waiting with much anticipation to see what Donald Trump would have to say. I mean, Donald Trump's a businessman. How is he going to, you know, formulate a credible foreign policy when he's not even on the job? I think it's one thing to learn by on-the-job training like what this previous administration has put us through. But here again, we've got somebody that doesn't understand the military, wasn't even in the military, and now he's spouting off policy. I get a little nervous there. I don't know about you.
Yeah, this is such an important question, and you know, I've got to where I can't watch politics anymore, Bill. But I did force myself to watch last night with the the acceptance speech from Mr. Trump. And I tell you what concerns is when I hear things like, we're going to have to go in and defeat ISIS quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, what that tells me is an inability, or at least right now he doesn't understand this threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That worries me. When I hear people say things like, we're going to roll in and we're going to defeat ISIS quickly, we're going to bomb the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were saying after 9/11, and this has been going on for 15 years. And I'm like you. I share your concern that our senior politicians, not just Mr. Trump, but all of them are once again listening to the same tired policymakers who got us in this mess, and they're not taking the time to get deep and understand the nature of this enemy and what it's going to take to beat them.
Colonel, fundamentally and systemic, I have seen a problem with our foreign policy, our military strategy, you know, dating back at least to Vietnam. I was a Vietnam-era vet, stateside, but I was stationed in the Joint Public Affairs Office at Camp Pendleton, California. So I saw some things, and just from what I was able to see, I'm going, we don't know how to fight a war, or we just don't want to fight a war, or we got the wrong people fighting the war. There's too many civilians involved that are operating in the theoretical and ignoring the empirical evidence.
Right.
And I'm not sure much has changed since then.
I don't think it has either, and thank you for your service. We don't say that enough, especially to our Vietnam era veterans. You know, what I'm seeing right now, Bill, is this, is that this enemy that we are up against, and one of the chapters in my book, Game Changers, one of the game changers is meet them where they are, not where you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have found in this war since 9/11, and you're right, I mean, even before then, is we have a habit of trying to put a square peg in a round hole. Or said another way, we like to project our Western way of warfare onto every situation.
Exactly.
And if you're not going to embark in total warfare, in other words, if you're not going to literally use the Clausewitzian form of just attriting everything, you know, smoking ruins and salt in the earth, then you've got to look at reality when you go into these places, and we're not doing that. We're just mm-hmm. trying to put a Cold War approach to war fighting onto a tribal society, Bill, and it doesn't work.
Well, as you mentioned, which is so important here, Colonel, is that, you know, we just do not have a true understanding of who ISIS is, the Middle East conflict. I mean, these conflicts have been going on for thousands of years. The Sunni-Shia conflict that,
right.
you know, some even want to ignore. When I was in Israel in January, there was one reporter that tried to tell me the Sunni-Shia conflict was really a non-deal. I go, boy, that's not anything that I've been told. And even talking
right.
with other people there in Israel, they disagreed with him. And this guy is a formative senior reporter. And so I was really surprised to hear him say that. So obviously, I mean, if he's there and he's in the midst of this, even they can misunderstand what's going on.
Right. And as I've been going around since the attacks on San Bernardino, I think you and I have talked about this several
mm-hmm.
times, our nonprofit Mission America, we've been going around the country doing Victory Garden tours named after the World War II citizens who grew food to help feed the troops. And try to get that all in mindset. And I'm telling you, I've trained FBI, I've trained law enforcement, I've trained special forces, I've talked to people in town halls, Bill, and I will tell you that most people I talk to do not know who ISIS is and what they're all about and what they're after. They don't know about their doomsday mindset and their apocalyptic view on the world and what lengths they'll go to here in the United States to draw us into a set piece battle. They want us
yes.
to come after them with all 4 feet. That's their plan. And so when I hear things like Mr. Trump saying we're going to bomb the hell out of them, or you know we're going to put more boots on the ground, I get that we do have to go after these guys and we do have to kill some of them. But if we just basically stir and repeat 9/12/2001, we are going to be in a much deeper quagmire than what we are right now.
You know, Colonel, nothing's really changed. Let's go back to the early 1800s, I think about 1810, when it was Thomas Jefferson and John Adams going to Tripoli and talking to the potentate there, and who was a Muslim. And this is, you know, before, you know, the president said, look at, you know, this is a fait accompli. They just, they're going after world dominion. There's really just no place for them. So, we have to do what we have to do because they're doing what they say they need to do. And they figure, you know, they've got nothing to lose because if they die, they're going to heaven. So this is a religious ideological battle. And so the president said, hey, time to send in the Marines. Let's go. Let's take care of this deal. And that was then. And here we are now. And we're faced with the same problem. And somehow we're ignoring history.
We are, and I think the other thing that we're ignoring is when I talk about, you know, seeing the enemy for who he is, you know, one of the greatest vulnerabilities, Bill, or the Achilles heel that groups like ISIS have is that they practice what my friend Dave in one of those three-letter agencies in D.C. calls mm-hmm. horrorism. Mm-hmm. They don't practice terrorism. They practice horrorism. In other words, they, you know, terrorism is the application of violence against civilians to change a political outcome. Horrorism is the application of horrific violence against locals to achieve social control.
Mm-hmm.
And where these guys set up shop in places like Sunni Iraq and Pashtun Afghanistan and the tribal areas of North Africa, they go into areas and they practice this horrific social control and they treat locals still terribly.
Yes.
And there is a real potential, and I talk, this is the theme of my book, Game Changers, to mobilize these local clans and tribes to fight back against groups like ISIS. And we're not doing it. These are some of our best hopes at defeating this enemy where they live and operate in their sanctuary, And we're not even leveraging them right now.
Scott, why aren't we seeing that? I mean, is it just because, you know, there's too much civilian input? I mean, I've maintained, and you and I have discussed this before, is that you have to get to a point where you just realize you're not the one with all the goods, and we got to let the military people who are the experts do their job, and then we get behind and support them. Scott, let me just say this on this note, because we've got to go to break. I want you back on the other side after this short break here, and we'll pick it up from there, okay? We're speaking with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. More from Scott right after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by Microsoft. If you're a small or medium-sized business in this fast-paced digital world, making sure you have the latest technology is essential. From increased revenue and security to employee collaboration and productivity, there are many benefits to upgrading your technology to the cloud. Office 365 and Windows 10 were built to provide strong ROI for businesses of all sizes. Cindy Bates, Vice President of U.S. SMB Microsoft.
With news stories in the press daily about the vulnerability of data for companies big and small, cybersecurity remains a top concern for America's small businesses. We encourage entrepreneurs to pay particular attention to how they safeguard their business. Investing in modern technology like Office 365 and Windows 10 devices offers small business owners continually updated security to help protect information vital to earning customers' trust.
For more information, visit www.microsoft.com/business.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're live, and we're talking with Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. And Scott is helping us understand what is going on in the area of our foreign policy, the military apparatus today. We were warned in the days of one Dwight Eisenhower, who went on to become president, of course, a World War II hero, who said that we had to beware of the growing military-industrial complex. And it seems that since then, Scott, they've done everything to squelch it to such a degree it's been to our injury. I think there is a time and season when you need the military, and you need them full force, not with conditions of enforcement or conditions of engagement that do not give us a fair chance to be successful at victory.
Yeah, I agree that the application of, well, first of all, the military-industrial complex is alive and well, and it is a real problem. And again, what I talk about in my book, Game Changers, the top-down approach, this is one area where I will draw a bit of a distinction from what you said. I do believe the military needs to be able to take the gloves off and do what they do. However, we need to orient that application, Bill, against the vulnerabilities of the enemy. And where the enemy is vulnerable is at these local levels where they, as we were saying, you know, before the break, where they horrifically put their foot on the throat of locals. And there are a lot of locals who will stand up against them and fight them. We saw this in Afghanistan. Actually, ISIS was their original, you know, ancestors or predecessors were defeated in 2006. Al-Qaeda in Iraq by that very movement, the Sons of Iraq program. So this bottom-up approach does work. It's when we try to come from the top down with hundreds of thousands of troops, tanks, drones, B-52s. This does nothing but drive those violent extremists into the arms of a sympathetic populace like ticks and a shaggy dog. It's got to come from the other direction. It's got to come from the bottom up. Mm. And we've got to mobilize those marginalized clans and tribes and others in these dark places who, frankly, don't like the way ISIS and Al-Qaeda treat them. I will also tell you, Bill, that the same thing is happening here in our country, in our population, our Islamic population. This is exactly how ISIS will recruit there. They're doing it now in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And if we don't find a way to come in from the bottom up, they're going to do the exact same thing here. And we'll see San Bernardino, Paris, and Brussels play out here in the very near future.
Well, what you're saying, Scott, I get, and I agree with you, is that we're basically empowering the enemy with our own failed policies, aren't we?
Yes, we are. By using this top-down approach, we're actually fueling the enemy's narrative that Islam is under attack by the West, and it's the duty of every Muslim to defend it. We are feeding their narrative. And what we don't seem to understand is that where these guys set up shop, they go to these tribal populations where honor and shame and revenge and feud are the orders of the day. So when you go in there and you start dropping bombs, you know, from 30,000 feet into these tribal populations, yeah, you're going to kill some bad guys. But guess what? You just mobilized a collective application of tribal revenge that we don't even understand. And if you're not going to put the right people on the ground in those places to counter that with narrative and story and mobilize those people from the bottom up, you're actually helping ISIS recruit.
Well, Colonel, let's go back and revisit a little bit more of the Donald Trump speech. What Trump didn't say that warriors know. Break that down for us.
Yeah. What things like, again, we need to go in and defeat ISIS quickly. We need to bomb the hell out of them. What that tells me is that Mr. Trump does not fully understand this enemy, and that he is reverting to the tired playbook that every politician uses with boots on the ground and to demonstrate he's quote-unquote doing something. Mm-hmm. What you're talking about right now and what every warrior knows is, look, our guys and girls have been deploying. Some of them are on their 11th and 12th deployment, Bill. Their wow. families are strained beyond the breaking point, and they will keep doing what we ask them to do. But my thing is, can we get some politicians, including a president, that have a fraction of the courage and the aptitude and understanding of this enemy that the men and women that they keep sending to fight have? That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone who's going to roll their sleeves up, bring in some fresh blood who understand this enemy, who've been in the trenches fighting them, not these DC insiders, not these four-star generals who, frankly, you know, both, they were underwhelming. They didn't get it done. Let's get some fresh blood in here that knows this enemy. Let's name this enemy. Let's find out where he's vulnerable, which we already know, which is locally. And then let's go in and work from the bottom up over time, and we will defeat them. It can be done. We did it in Afghanistan. It's been done in Iraq. We're just choosing not to do it because it's not politically convenient.
Scott, here it is. I mean, 14 years of this Afghan war has been going on. There has been much to be learned, but are we learning the lessons that we should have in these last 14 years?
No, I don't think we are. And in fact, that's why I wrote my book, Game Changers. I mean, my son is going to go now into the Army and fight the war that I didn't finish. Now, I have a problem with that as a father, but I also have a problem with that as a military officer. I don't believe we've learned the lessons that work, Bill. That's why I wrote Game Changers in that book. You know, it's all about taking what worked and separating it from what didn't. We can't put it all up in the attic and just say Afghanistan was a failure. There were things that worked in those dark places where our advisors, our special ops, were working, and it was having an effect. And if we don't learn from that, in my opinion, we have blood on our hands.
Well, Donald Trump, I think, has some advantage here. He is a bit of a maverick, and some would consider a loose cannon. He's not a political. I mean, we've heard the language that he speaks can be rather tough and foreboding, even on our enemies, though they would cry out foul nothing about it. I mean, we've expended over $1 trillion on this war. We've lost good men and women in the process, and maybe in a way, like he might be able to borrow something from the shadow of one Ronald Reagan. And as you'll recall, before he took office, Iran was holding hostages, and they released them, I think, before the inaugural address was finished, because they knew they didn't want to pay the price because Ronald Reagan was going to come after him full force. Possibly Donald Trump has a little bit of that advantage right now, don't you think?
You know, you noticed in what I said, the only things where I was really critical of Mr. Trump was in kind of the discrete applications of his foreign policy. As far as his attitude and his philosophy, I like it. I like where he's going. I like the fact that he's going to come in and shake things up. I like the fact that he put NATO on notice. I worked with NATO in Afghanistan. They were one of the most dysfunctional organizations I ever saw. We paid the bill. They called the shots. And I don't like that. So I'm a fan of his attitude and how he's coming. The only thing, and he has a copy of my book, by the way. The only thing I'm hoping is that he'll bring in some fresh blood and some fresh perspective on how to think about this enemy and not be so quick to just do the conventional response, because that's what the bad guys want. I've been looking at this problem a long time, and every guy that's fought these guys knows this. We're playing into their hands, and we're counting on Mr. Trump not to do that.
Well, Mr. Trump has been noted for, you know, surrounding himself around good people. I would say that he's been a good recruiter. He understands the people he's working with. I think, sadly, over the last decade, we've lost, I believe, some very valuable flag officers along the way. I don't know if they come back in, or like you say, there's just fresh blood that comes in, a combination of a formula there that involves some experienced flag officers, some officers there that could bring some new enthusiasm and some spirit into the whole process here. But I agree with you. I'm hopeful that Donald Trump, with all his experience, you know, building a business, whether it's the objective of the military, he knows what he needs to do in order to be successful. And I think he'll figure this out. And, you know, and this is what America is looking for. And they're hoping for, even though, you know, he's unlikable and all the ratings that they want to talk about his unlikability, it's still about the economy and it's still about our security, isn't it?
It is. And I would say, too, Bill, that I would ask every American listening to this to take a stand on this. I don't think we should sit idle, whoever gets the office of president, and wait for them to figure it out. You know, that's why Mission America has put forward the Contract to Protect America. It's at contracttoprotectamerica.org. It's 10 points that speak to what we've talked about here, very common sense based, and more importantly, it was derived from the lessons we learned on the battlefield, like you said, what every warrior knows. And so I would ask folks to go check out that contract, read it, share it with their tribe, and sign that sucker, because we're going to push it in front of Mr. Trump, whoever else is the presumptive nominee on the Democratic side. We need Americans to take a stand right now and demand a policy change.
And we got to link that on our site, too, as well. Scott Mann, former Lieutenant Colonel Green Beret, CEO of Mission America, author of the best-selling novel, Game Changer. Scott, thank you so much for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. According to the SBA Office of Advocacy, more than half of our nation's workforce own or are employed by a small business, and 2 out of every 3 new jobs are being created by small businesses. For many families across our country, owning their own successful small business is the realization of their American dream. Kala Gibson, head of business banking for Fifth Third Bank.
Fifth Third is committed to helping these small businesses grow and succeed. Last year, Fifth Third Bank loaned more than $2 billion to small businesses throughout our footprint. In many cases, those loans supported the manufacturing of new products, the delivery of new services, and the creation of new jobs. During Small Business Week and all year long, we appreciate and celebrate businesses like yours.
For more information, visit www.53.com/business. Loan subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, on this National Day of Prayer, it's time to make the move. God says, if you draw nearer to me, I'll draw nearer to you. And one of the prayers is for our government. Ask God to grant our leaders wisdom, discernment, and hearts open to His will on this National Day of Prayer. And also, as part of this National Day of Prayer, we're giving away a free DVD, free DVDs, I should say, to the movie War Room. Okay, all you got to do to enter is just send me an email. Say, Martinez, put me in the running here, okay? And I will. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, it's a free War Room DVD. Why not? Maybe even if you have an extra, you can go and bless somebody, because that's the way it works, right? Well, Akash Chudley is with us right now. It's always good to have him with us. Akash is the Deputy Director of Policy at Americans for Prosperity. In his role, he helps coordinate and advocate for many of AFP's state policy efforts, focusing primarily on health care, labor, education, and tax issues. Akash, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here, Akash. I wanted to talk about this illegal Obamacare bailout. Like so much about the Affordable Care Act, that happened in the dark of night in the back rooms of our bureaucracy. Here it is again. The Obama administration has been misappropriating billions of taxpayer dollars to cover the losses of major insurance companies incurred under Obamacare. Tell us what you're seeing on that now.
Definitely. So there's been a little bit of confusion about this. The most interesting part of this is that these insurer bailouts were actually written into the law. It's not illegal that the Obama administration is bailing out insurance companies. The insurance companies were in the room when they wrote this law. They knew that there might be financial problems with this law. The Obama administration, what they're doing illegally is that part of that money was supposed to go into the Treasury first to pay down our federal deficit before any money went to bail out the insurers. The Obama administration has simply ignored that part of the funding going to the Treasury to pay down the deficit and sent over $3 billion straight to insurers to bail them out because they were having such bad financial problems with losses because of Obama.
How are they able to avoid the law? I mean, I ask that, and some say that's a stupid question because the whole Affordable Care Act has been one avoidance of the law after another, supported even, sadly, by SCOTUS, our Supreme Court, in their decision. Thank you very much, Justice Roberts. But anyway, I still have to ask the question because I know our listeners are saying, well, how can they do this? How can they scoot the law the way they and get away with it?
Well, it goes back to what you said in the opening statement. So much of this is happening, quote unquote, in the dark of night, where there's zero oversight, zero accountability for the Department of Health and Human Services. A lot of the stuff is happening through, you know, administrative channels in the executive branch. Obviously, they're all on the same team with the Obama administration. Now, Congress does have some remedies. Senator Ben Sasse has filed the Taxpayers Before Insurers Act, which Americans for Prosperity has endorsed, which would, you know, make HHS give that money to the Treasury to pay down the deficit for taxpayers before bailing out insurers. But there really is such little accountability for the executive branch. The Obama administration has obviously been able to use that to their advantage.
Well, but at this point, I mean, you've got $3.5 billion that's already exited the barn here. How do we recapture that? It's not like HHS is going to write us a check back, right?
Well, that's what Senator Sasse's legislation seeks to do. Senator Sasse's legislation it threatens to cut half of the management operating budget of the entire Department of Health and Human Services if they don't make these payments. Now, obviously, you and I both know Congress is in a bit of a do-nothing state, so the likelihood of that legislation passing are small. I think what we can hope for in the job of Congress, the Oversight Committee, government reform, and so on, is to call for transparency, bring people in front of Congress to testify, expose to the American people the little political games that the Obama administration is playing, so at least the American people are aware of it, hold their legislators accountable who have been supportive of this law from day one.
Well, Akash, what we've learned about Obamacare, near 2,800 pages of the law, and along with it has come over 20,000 pages of additional, wranglings and regulations and whatever they seem to be with every day. It's like somebody has the job of writing more regulations into this. Is this whole Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, has been very fluid. It's been more fluid than the gender choices that are available to Americans today. And it seems with that fluidity, it's just given them a broad range of accountability avoidance. It's like they can do whatever they want to do the way this thing has been structured, the way I understand it from experts, Akash, that, they can avoid this accountability. They don't need to go back to Congress to get any, law. They kind of just left this open as a kind of an open to buy opportunity, if you can understand that process and that procedure in much the same way in this law. It's like, okay, well, we know it's going to be complicated and we need to have the ability to change the law just as we go. And so many things have happened. I think there's been, over a dozen at least executive orders and adjustments to the Affordable Care Act, a law that they had no business passing and the way they did it. And here we are, we're living with this incredible mess, which is, an incredible compromise upon our constitutional government.
No, you're exactly right. And, as many of your listeners likely know, historically the way it's worked is that Congress passed the law and the executive branch does have some flexibility in terms of how they actually institute the law, work its functions. The Obama administration used that to their advantage enormously with this, you know, deference to the executive branch, to the administrative state, and like you said, have used it to basically enact whatever changes they feel like politically they need to make at whatever time they need to make them with such little accountability. When Nancy Pelosi said we need to pass it to find out what's in it, we knew there would be insurer bailouts, higher premiums, higher taxes. We knew that stuff was coming along with it. Mm-hmm. What I think we were, unfortunately, a little bit unaware of was the extent to which the Obama administration would abuse the power of the administrative state to uphold this law. And, you know, I'm sure you have some friends who are here in Washington, D.C. I have a lot that work on Capitol Hill. Their congressional offices are still getting bombarded 3 years later with people dealing with higher premiums, higher taxes, higher deductibles. So the pain from this law has not gone away. Whether or not members of Congress are talking about it, the American people are still rightfully very angry about it, and we are still fighting to repeal it.
What do we got? Only about 2-3 co-ops that are, semi alive at this point. The rest of them, you know, they were on life support for a long time. They finally put most of those out of the misery. So the co-ops are going by the wayside. We're doing this, what amounts to, in which we saw and understood, Republicans warned everybody about this. But no. The Republicans are just those radical people on the right, and they just want to stifle this opportunity. They're just such bad guys. So the very thing they warned everybody about, and I hate to make this a partisan issue, but that's what Obamacare is. It was a partisan issue. Not one Republican signed on this deal. It was all done by Democrats. They sold out. They used our money, our tax money, in order to sell this to the states and give them special benefits so that they would go along to, you know, get along kind of thing, and pass this thing. And nobody to this point is being held accountable. I shouldn't say nobody, because there's some senators and some congressmen lost their jobs. They weren't reelected. But we need a tsunami of senators and Republicans not getting Republicans. I'm talking about representatives. I mean, not getting reelected because the way they shafted the people. And the people need to understand that they've been shafted by this deal. And as long as this thing continues, you know, we're going to continue to carry the weight of this. I mean, this dark of night sidebar agreement between the administration, was the administration, not us, the administration and these insurance companies, that was their deal. And that's why the insurance companies went along with it, and we understand it to be that way, don't we, Akash?
No, you're exactly right. And the thing is, your point is exactly right, that, you know, at Americans for Prosperity, we have 3 million activists around the country. We're fighting to repeal this thing. But we're only going to repeal it if people around the country, your listeners, other, you know, people who are busy running their daily lives, stay angry about this law. They got angry in 2009, 2010. You know, we saw the backlash in November of 2010. We need that same kind of momentum to stay up. People are still hurting from this law. They're losing access to their doctors,
exactly,
the plans they like, and so on. And that's how we're going to repeal it once and for all.
Well, Kosh, I would recommend, I hope that you're, yes, I'm with you on appealing it, and I hope we can give them something in exchange for it. We need to be able to articulate what you're giving up to what you're getting, which is much better. Akash Chugle on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Akash. 19 before the top of the hour.
Health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals? PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish. Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit alz.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That means it is time for Steve the Movie Guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, the one and only Steve the Movie Guy. And Steve, oh, before I bring you on here, it is Cinco de Mayo, so yes. It's Coronas and Churros for everybody. I noticed that you're wearing your mariachi hat just in commemoration, getting ready for the big party. And then also the National Day of Prayer. And for the National Day of Prayer, we're giving away some DVDs of War Room, you know, the Kendricks Brothers War Room movie. Right. Yeah. So all the people got to do, they just got to send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running here. And we're going to pull out some names and send out some DVDs. And, hey, it could be our gift to you, but you got to send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, to participate. So Jungle Book once again, huh? And I mean, they are running away with the... I mean, even though they're down, but still, nobody's close. It's still like three times as much as the number two one, right?
Another huge weekend for the Disney company. Yes, Jungle Book making about $43.7 million. It's made about $253 million so far.
Wow.
It's going to be another weekend for Disney this weekend. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
We had Huntsman, Winter's War, way back, making 9.6, to your point.
Right.
And then close on its heels, Keanu, the Key and Peele movie, making about 9.5. The new Mother's Day movie made about 8.4. Might be one to see because, of course, this is Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Barbershop, the next cut, rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see Papa, Hemingway in Cuba, of course, starring Adrian Sparks, my old friend from college. Mm-hmm. We were in plays together years ago. He does a terrific job. It was so great to see him up there finally getting the opportunity and the recognition that he deserves. See it if you get a chance. It's only on about 325 screens, but it will be hitting Netflix and all the premium channels. Papa, Hemingway in Cuba, one to see.
Yeah, speaking of 300 screens, yeah, we saw Climate Hustle, which was a Fathom event on Monday. Well done. Well done, and Mark Miranda did a great job, and the crew there, in terms of bringing some really smart scientists. I say really smart, you know, some people say, well, yeah, you say that because you agree with them. Well, you know, I mean, these are people that are, you know, doing what scientists do, and that is they're challenging, they're skeptical. Scientists, by their very nature, are skeptical, unless you buy them out and you pay them all kinds of money, then I guess we can forego all our values and ethics. But it was interesting to see the contrast, you know, people that were, you know, going along, they said, yeah, this evidence looks like it makes sense, and the United Nations, they're backing it, and then all of a sudden somebody pulled back the curtain and said, hey, let's really take a look at the numbers, and they just can't hold their veracity, and now there's a problem here in River City, and you've got some noted Nobel laureate, noted scientists in the community that are, you know, it's almost like, you know, they were Muslim one day and not Muslim, and so they're out of the, you know, they're out of the reindeer games now. They don't get a chance to play with the rest of the scientists that are going along. So, you know, quite provocative. Recommend it. You know, it is one of those ones. It was a Fathom event. So one time when I talked to Mark, I said, okay, now what? What are we going to do? Is it going to be available on DVD? Well, they're still in the process of figuring out if they're going to do that or do another Fathom event. But this was well received. Probably, you know, about, I would say the theater that I was in here in Jensen Beach, Florida, was about 75% full. So well attended.
Yeah. Speaking of politics, politics is entering the realm.
You and me speak politics? I can't imagine.
Politics is entering the realm of superhero movies. We have Captain America Civil War, which is going to be huge this weekend. Yes, it's from Disney Marvel. They think it's going to make between 175 and 200 million in this country alone this weekend. It made about 225 million when it opened internationally last weekend. It's going to be huge. It's getting great reviews too. 93% of the critics are recommending. And here's what's going on here. We have Steve Rogers leading the newly formed team of Avengers in their continued efforts to safeguard humanity. But after another incident involving the Avengers results in collateral damage, you have political pressure mounting to install a system of accountability headed by a governing body to oversee and direct the entire team. So you have this new status quo fracturing the Avengers, resulting in two camps. We have one led by Steve Rogers and his desire for the Avengers to remain free to defend humanity without government interference, and the other featuring and following Tony Stark's surprising decision to support government oversight and accountability. Of course,
what is he thinking, Tony Stark? Don't do that to us. What are you? You're a rebel.
That's the deal. One critic is saying this is the best superhero dust-up of all time. They did a screening at CinemaCon a while back, and everybody just raved. So this is going to be big, and people have really been looking forward to this one. And as I was saying, 93% are recommending. So you might want to check that out this weekend. Also, a movie called A Bigger Splash. This is about a rock and roll legend, supposedly, Marianne Lane. Famous rock and roll star goes on vacation and is visited by an old friend and his daughter. Now, this is starring Tilda Swinton as the rock and roll star. She's recuperating on this volcanic island of Pantelleria with her partner, Paul, when an old boyfriend, a record producer, and an old flame, Harry, played by Ralph Fiennes, unexpectedly arrives with his daughter, Penelope, played by Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades of Grey fame. They interrupt the holiday, bringing with them an A-bomb blast of nostalgia from which there can be no rescue. Here's what they're saying about it. It's a sensual portrait of desire, jealousy, and rock and roll under the Mediterranean sun. Oh, my gosh, you could pass that up. 80% are recommending.
Well, you know it's a rock star movie because, I mean, if they wanted a volcanic island, they could have gone to the Big Island on Hawaii. But no, let's go to Pantelleria. Huh? Let's go to the Mediterranean. Why not? Well, the Mediterranean. I mean, why not? Let's have a good time.
Here's what Rolling Stone's saying about it. Everything in the spellbinding erotic dance is so ripe and voluptuous that watching it doesn't seem enough. You want to take a bite out of it. There you go. That's all about the bigger splash. 88% recommending this weekend. And if you're in the mood for a documentary, I don't think you're going to find one better than Dark Horse. This is an inspirational true story of a group of friends from Wales, working-class guys who decide to take on the elite sport of kings. This is a true story.
You love these kind of, you know, up-from-the-bottom, you know, champion kind of stories. Yeah, this is great.
This is just terrific. 100% of the critics are recommending this, by the way. This is about Jan Boaks. Back in 2000, she and her husband decide to breed a champion racehorse, but they don't have much money, so they get this group of guys together. They form a 23-man syndicate to cover the training expenses, and they buy
this
a horse.
This isn't cheap. I mean, this stuff's expensive to do.
It's expensive, yeah.
And those horses, they like to eat. You know, it's the hay. The hay is so doggone expensive. You know,
and you have to hire people who really know how to make this happen. So they have a horse, Dream Alliance. They train the horse, and remarkably, the horse goes on to win the Welsh Grand National and also £137,000 in career prize money. But according to one critic, the real gains were a lot more than financial. So you might want to check out Dark Horse. Yeah, like I say, I just love these movies like
that. Yeah, I do too. I do. I love those.
We have another interesting project here called Being Charlie, which is interesting because it's a father-son project. The director is Rob Reiner, and it's co-written by his son, Nick. And I say it's interesting because Nick has been battling addiction issues for years, since his teenage years. Mm-hmm. This isn't really a memoir, but he brings to the project a lot of first-hand knowledge of what this situation is about. So the movie is about this guy by the name of Charlie Mills, played by Nick Robinson. He's just turned 18, running away from rehab again. But when he gets home, he's shocked to learn that his father, a former film star currently running for the governor of California, has staged an intervention with the goal of making Charlie address and hopefully conquer, finally, his substance abuse issues, far from the harsh glare of the media. Now, so reluctantly, Charlie enters this new adult rehab facility. He meets a kindred spirit, Eva, and their budding romance looks like it might be an antidote to his strained relationship with his father and his overly indulgent mother. And the whole thing is, will these two kids help each other or lead one another down yet another rabbit hole? It's interesting because of Nick's, Reiner's first-hand experience in this area, but it also kind of takes a look at the whole rehab industry and how, you know, when a kid has problems and his folks have money, how it can just be a revolving door in and out of these rehabs.
Yeah, so you end up with a case of affluenza, right? Is that
well?
I
think this might. Critics aren't crazy about it, only about 20% recommending, but I think it's a much better movie than that, and it might be one you want to check out the trailer, especially if you have experience in this area or, you know, are going through something like this.
Well, it's got to be interesting for Rob Reiner. I mean, all of a sudden he's seeing a piece of his life, I mean, you know, on the big screen like that, and that is quite an exposé. Yeah.
It is, and it's they say it's Rob Reiner's best movie in years. So
really? Wow.
Check that out as well.
Cool.
Movie called The Family Fang. This I've never seen a plot quite like this. It stars Jason Bateman and Nicole Kidman. They are adult siblings, and they are supposedly scarred from a very unconventional upbringing. They have to return to their family home after an unlikely accident. Their parents, played by Christopher Walken and Marianne Plunkett, are performance artists, and they are famous for elaborate public hoaxes. They suddenly go missing under troubling circumstances, so Baxter and Annie have to investigate, and they're not sure whether it's foul play or just another elaborate ruse, but nothing can prepare them for what they discover. Sounds interesting. It's called The Family Fang, and 76% of the critics are recommending that one. We also have Pele, The Birth of a Legend, which, of course, is the documentary about Pele and how he came from the slums of São Paulo to win the World Cup at the age of 17. That looks like a great doc as well. So we have a lot of great movies, including Captain America Civil War for Mother on Mother's Day weekend.
Well, now you messed me up because, of course, Captain America I'm going to be able to find easy enough, but the other one that you talked about your buddy, well, I forget, can I help me out the name
Papa,
of it?
Oh, Papa, Hemingway and Cuba.
Yes, I mean, I'm going to be hard fought to try and, locate that one out here because, I'll be back in California in about, after next week, so I'll be able to find, a theater for that one as well. Steve, the movie guy, the one, the only, direct from Hollywood, California, giving us the latest on all the movie news. Steve-O, it's always good to have you with us. We'll see you at the Cineplex. Bring the popcorn, buddy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.